It's episode 187, and we've got plugins for Facebook groups, Reddit, publish verification, short code logout functionality, and a great tool to export all your permalinks. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be here with everyone.
Now, we've got the usual great lineup of plugins for you here today, but don't forget right off the top, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, giving us that thumbs up button, or at the iTunes Store, leaving us a review and knocking out the rest of that junk that can still be found in the iTunes Store.
That's right. Make us king of the WordPress podcasting hill. We deserve it, don't we, John?
Well, yeah, we do. We've been here, you know, 187 episodes now. What's that, about 3.5
That's
years?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of consistency.
Seen a lot of WordPress podcasts come and go since the start of this show.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to see a lot of WordPress podcasts go into our Twitter stream, you can go to at WPPlugins A to Z. We've got all kinds of classic episodes that we push through that particular feed, and you'll like all of the oldie but goodie episodes there. Twitter, at WPPlugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in that functionality of your website, or if you break it, I fix it. So if you're in need of some emergency WordPress support, you can check out my website at wppro.ca/emergency for some great quick tips. Or if you're in need of some really quick help, you can reach me at 818-850-7729.
And real quick, if you'd like to get a domain for under $3, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295. Just enter that code in during checkout for instant savings. That's any .com domain name for under $3. Do it right now while you're listening to the show. PLUGIN295.
Get yourself some domains. All right, so that's all we got for you there, and looks like we don't have a whole lot of other things happening this week, so we're just going to be jumping right into the meat and potatoes time, eh?
Oh, yeah, let's roll.
Let's jump right into it. All right, well, the first plugin I've got is, again, another one referred to us. So don't forget, the referrals are, we love them, folks. We got a submission form on the website at WP Plugins. You can go submit your plugin, submit a plugin for somebody else, and we will check it out. It sort of bumps them up on the list a little bit if they're submitted that way. So anyway, this one here was submitted by Benjamin Adams, and it's called Reddit Embed. And this is a great plugin for those of you who are Reddit users or you like Reddit, whatever the case may be. What it does is it makes embedding Reddit into your website a breeze. With this plugin, and what you do is just plug it in, turn it on, and then it automatically inserts at the bottom of your content the Reddit information. If the post has been uploaded to Reddit already, it will open up a box to show that it's been submitted, and it will show the list of comments so people can vote it up and down. And if it has not been submitted, it puts a box up, says this post has not been submitted, be the first one to submit it. And if you're a Reddit user, you can click the box, submit it to Reddit, and get it out there. So Reddit can be a great source of traffic. I've seen it cause a traffic to spike up to thousands of websites in a matter of minutes. So something you might want to check out. Very great plugin, very simple, very effective, worked great. I found it to be quite useful, so gave it a top 5 Dragon rating.
That sounds awesome. I've not one that regularly uses Reddit, but that's cool.
Thank you, Ben Adams, for submitting that one to us. That's really cool. I'm gonna get on my soapbox just for a second here. I'm trying to unplug from Facebook and all the other kinds of stuff and make my own site the conduit for those types of things. If people want to interact with it on a Facebook, you know, a publish from my site to Facebook, then they can do that, but it ends up going back to my site. So this I applaud. And it's awesome, and I'm going to use this thing right away, John.
Yeah, I actually used it right away and put it up on our website for WP plugins.
Very nice.
So it's already there. So checked it out. It does work. It worked very nicely for me because I have a Reddit account, which I've hardly touched in quite some time. But looks like I might use it again.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about my first plugin. It is called WPJV. Custom email settings. Now, by default, when you send any email notification or comment notification, anything like that, even to yourself from your blog, including actually all the plugins that send you stuff too and send things out to other people, the sender always says WordPress in it. And the sender email address is always WordPress at whatever your domain is .com.
Which is truly annoying if you have dozens of websites.
Exactly. So this particular plugin, WPJV Custom Email Settings, allows you to replace the default WordPress at your domain.com and add any email address and replace it the from email where it used to say WordPress to whatever you would like. It's also compatible with Contact Form 7, which all of you out there who use that, which there are a couple million of you, You'll be happy to know that they are completely compatible and work perfectly in harmony and, you know, such a symbiotic means. I wish it had a better interface, but otherwise the functionality of it is absolutely perfect. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
I'm going to have to check that one out. That's because I've run into a couple and I keep forgetting to use them, but... Yeah, it annoys me because I have several websites that send me information and they all say WordPress and I have to find the email address to figure out what site it came from.
That's right. And, you know, plugins like Gravity Forms and things, they allow you to kind of change those on a form basis, but not just a default out of the gate.
Yeah, so neither one default out of the gate. All right. Well, the next one I've got here for you is called Logout Shortcode. And this I have needed a few times is an easy way to place a logout link somewhere on the website. And while I talked about in previous show plugin for creating a login form with shortcode, well, this is the one to create the logout button with a shortcode. And it's very simple. It's very straightforward. Turn it on, grab the shortcode you need. And it's got a couple of variations to the shortcode. You can redirect them to a specific page when they log out. You can have them do a couple of other different tricks when it logs out. But the great thing is that being a shortcode, you can use that on a page, a post, a widget. You can force it into other areas of your website, wherever you can get the shortcode to be read properly. So all in all, a pretty nice little plugin for creating that simple logout on your website. And I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Yeah, sometimes we lose that when we don't want to put that meta widget in there.
Yeah.
So that helps a lot.
It helps a
lot. Awesome. Well, I have something that is a lazy plugin, great for SEO and auditing and making sure that things are the way they should be. This is called WP Permalinks Export. Can you guess what it does?
Exports your permalinks from your website into a CSV file.
Hey, John, you're the big winner. Let's tell him what he's won. Well, you, John, have won a plugin that's rated 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be very useful for your SEO auditing.
Absolutely.
All right. And we've got a fan there. Okay. And let's see. What do I got here for the final one today? This one here is one for additional curation of content to your website. It's called Facebook Group to WordPress. And what it does for you is it allows you to bring any publicly facing Facebook group. You can bring all those posts over to your WordPress website and publish them. and thereby bring additional information, bring some of the conversation. Like if you have a Facebook group of your own, you can bring some of the conversation over to your website, because one of the things it also does is it activates the Facebook comments form on there, on the post, so that people can continue to interact on your website and still have the conversation in both places, Facebook and your site. The information seems to be indexable on your site, so it looks like a really interesting way to pull some of that content back from Facebook and get it back to your website where the conversation belongs. So all in all, pretty nice plugin. You just got to do a little work, go set up a Facebook app, decide on what group you want to import, set up that information, and you're good to go. And it auto-updates about every 30 minutes or so, so it keeps the content fresh. And I gave it a 4-dragon rating.
Excellent. That's what I'm looking for, man, to unhook.
Well, that's one of the things I'm doing. I'm trying to pull that information back from all these places that got my stuff.
Yeah. Now, I'm from Chicago, and a long time ago, the people of Chicago reversed the flow of the river. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with Facebook. I'm trying to reverse the flow of the river and make it go the other way instead.
Well, I'm starting to see more and more stuff that allows me to pull that information, reverse it back, and get it back to my website. So,
excellent. If I could only get LinkedIn to do this, I'd be in good shape.
Yeah. Then
maybe. Not going to happen. LinkedIn is a closed door. A closed meeting.
They keep their APIs pretty tight, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the last plugin that we've got today is called One Step Before Publishing. And I'd really like to rename this one, Are You Sure? Because it just basically displays a confirmation dialogue that you set up before publishing. Now, this isn't just for the person that, you know, publishes things themselves and has really no prevention method for them to prevent themselves from publishing something. But what you could do is, if this is a client, if this is a different user within the system or just somebody who contributes to the system, then you can specifically make a checklist as far as the dialogue. Okay, did you make sure you had a featured image? Is the featured image the right way? Did you make sure you put the metadata in? Did you make sure you put the blah, blah, blah? So it's just kind of a little one check thing. Okay, here, are you sure you did all this stuff? Yes. Okay, now it's going to publish. Sounds pretty cool, eh?
That is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
That could be very useful. I've got a couple of clients, once I turn the website over to them, it's not uncommon. They call me, hey, this didn't happen. So did you do this? Did you do that? So this would be a great tool to have out there, just so it pops up in their face and says, hey, did you remember to do this, this, and this?
It's a nice touch. Okay. Nice touch when you're a designer to put something in like that.
Yeah, sort of adds to it. Okay, well, that's pretty much all we got for you. And I covered over in this episode the Reddit embed, which allows you to embed the Reddit information right directly on your website and allows people to submit your post up to Reddit and then vote it up or down right there on your website. They don't even have to leave to go do that, which is a great tool. And then the logout, I gave it a 5-dragon rating. And then the logout shortcode, a very simple way to add logout functionality to anywhere on your website. You can embed a shortcode, and I gave that a 3-dragon rating. And then the Facebook group to WordPress, where you can pull down and curate that information from Facebook groups right back to your website, which I gave a 4 rating to.
Awesome. I talked about WPJV email settings, which you can change the default from WordPress at your domain to whatever else you'd like. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. WP Permalinks Export Lazy Plugin. Great way to export all your permalinks from your posts and pages along with the titles. Great way to make some auditing decisions on your own. Rated that one a 5 out of 5. And One Step Before Publishing allows you to display a confirmation dialog box before that publish goes live. Basically, I'd like to rename that one, Are You Sure? I gave that one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Okay, and of course, we've got a little commercial for you. Don't forget. And now we've got If you're tired of WordPress hosting that keeps promising you a gold mine but only gives you the shaft, time to start collecting some gold then. Host your website with me at johnoverall.com hosting, and you can actually get the resources you need for a WordPress website that is blisteringly fast and servers that are tuned for WordPress with speeds that are worthy of your website. And with this show, exclusive coupon for WordPress hosting, only for our WP Plugin A to Z listeners, use the coupon code WPPlugin15 and get 15% off your first 6 months of hosting with me. And that's over at wppro.ca/WPhost.
Awesome. And remember, I'm building up dailyplugin.com as a brand new kind of a news site for WordPress news. John's participating and a couple others are as well. And if you'd like to get involved, go to dailyplugin.com/help.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, go check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And we'd greatly appreciate you taking a little time over on the iTunes store and giving us a review, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button down in the corner.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me on my website, newly improved, at marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.